Yeah. I'm gonna go. Yeah. This is one of those times. But in others, it lasts only a minute or two. That's the way it is with Spider-Man, sometimes. Luckily for J. Jonah Jameson, this is one of those times. Why could...
No. Not so much.
I'm gonna tell you a story.
Yes, no, yes, no. Yep. That's the way it is with Spider-Man, sometimes.
Yeah. Let's face it, we're exploiting them. That's what it boils down to. We just keep them, we tyrannize them.
Now, they're extremely thin, each one of them. They're grown men, but they weigh about 62 or 63 pounds.
They're
very thin. We keep their weight down. Keeps them weak.
Are they midget?
Think they're midget-like? Yes, they are, as a matter of fact.
They're people, though.
Yes, they're human beings.
Yeah, definitely.
This is unusual. I love it.
Is this
it's intriguing. It really is. But okay. Now, what is the nature of your business?
Well, we're in developmental work, and we use the labor of these people, frankly speaking.
We're making radio tubes.
Oh, yeah?
Then they're very handy, and as long as we keep punishing them, they keep producing.
Their hands are very thin. Get inside the radio.
Now we now want to transfer them to another area.
And what would this area be?
It's a camp, a post.
Post?
Yeah.
Well, it's probably something you're not familiar with.
No, just explain it to me, just vaguely. I mean, then I can tell you whether I can do it or not.
Well, you see, they're in bondage. Well, do you care about that aspect of it?
No.
In other words, we have them in servitude.
That's right. We kept them.
And that's the thing. We'd restrain them during the trip.
We have some large birds that are, they're vicious, and they'll keep them in.
Birds?
Yeah.
Condors?
Ravens.
Ravens? Do they bother a person?
Yeah,
they
well, that's there for the people. They'll keep the ravens will keep the people under control.
No. Okay, we take them in a Volkswagen or this if you want.
Would you have any objection to strapping them down? You would have to do the strapping.
We would have to do this.
Yeah.
Why couldn't you do this?
They don't care for us particularly. We have to make the arrangements. They hate us. If we get near them, they get wild.
They're
strangers.
What about us?
No, they don't know you. The chances are you get along.
We have one person to ride with.
He's a hypnotist.
Yes.
Yeah.
We could do it. When would it have to be?
At night.
And how much ahead?
Would you do it by the weight?
By the weight, right. Yeah. Human flesh, though, I don't know.
I've got to know. I've got to know. Where it takes you to be.
Maybe take a chance with us.
Try your dirty up, please.
notice I was keeping up with you trying. Pokemon will burst the speed I want to hurt you past it and drop to the crossing ahead of your charge. Even out of breath. As time went on, I found out a lot of things about myself, about things I could do that others could not. But never was I allowed by my foster parents, my new father and mother, ever to think that because of these powers I was better or smarter or in any way greater than other people. They told me I was lucky. That's all, just lucky. Yes, I am.
It is no less than so late to turn one's gaze towards the benefits that are anticipated.
And when my father took ill, he lay in the hospital waiting for his final day.
I'm sorry. was a toy truck. I gave it to him this morning.
Did he throw it?
No, Doctor. He just mangled it in one hand.
No, Nurse.
Not only that, look at this hypo needle.
It's broken.
I tried to vaccinate him just a little while ago. The needle won't penetrate.
Impossible. It must have been a bad needle. Here, go back and try it with this one.
And now I leap forward in time. It is 4 years later, and we return to St. Petersburg.
Dr. Thomas, come in here quickly.
What's going on?
Look.
What's he doing up there?
He's flying.
He can't be.
He is. Just look.
I don't believe it.
Neither do I. Let's get out of here. Doctor, you're so pale.
He looks like losing his shave. Look, get the kids on the phone. Tell them they can have a child, and to come pick him up right away. Of course, I was very small then. I'm alive, but I don't remember. It came down to being stories told by my foster parents. And as I grew, I began to sense the powers within me. One day, walking home from school alongside the railroad tracks,